Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemakers Centre. Let's talk Woodbridge Cup at a representative level because that's what happened across the weekend. Andrew Paul's with me. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning, Gilly. Great to be on board. And, it was the Woodbridge Cup representative round where we took on George Took Shield. And George Took Shield are all those small towns south of the Woodbridge Cup. You got Harden, Cootamundra, Bynalong, Bungendore, Crookwell. And then there's four second division clubs that come out of Canberra that also make up the George Took Shield. So that was our representative round for the weekend gone.
All right. So there was 18s league tag and seniors. What happened?
Yes. Pretty good football too. The under 18s went down 40 points to 16, but no indication of how hard the game was. It was actually 18-16 at halftime, and it was actually good bush footy and all the players to a new level. The second half, the boys just got bogged down where, you know, you get in them periods of a game where you can't get the ball back, sort of the opposition score. Then they get to the last tackle and put in a grubber, and then they the grubber gets knocked on, and it was just one of those periods in the game. So pretty good effort by all our under-18s, and after the game, despite the loss, every single one of them was smiling.
Okay, all right. What about the girls?
The girls went down 32 points to 6, so pretty good side, the George Took Shield. We need to get to their standard. They've got a lot of players from one club called the Harden Hawks, and the Harden Hawks haven't been beaten in probably 3 or 4 years. So in their competition. And we were with them for most of the game, but the second half they blew us off the park. So our coach and manager, they need to look at it, and they said, well, we've got to start preparing for next year now. So that's just a level we need to get to.
All right. And talk to me about the seniors.
Well, it was an absolutely terrific day, mate. It was a bit humid. We actually, Woodbridge Cup had free entry because we didn't want to make this a money-making. We just wanted to promote the game. And it was a big crowd of probably 400 people there coming and going throughout the day. And George Took Shield, they are big. And they're big, they're wide, they're tall. They actually got out to a 12-0 lead before Woodbridge got back to 12-all. And then Woodbridge put Tyrone Johnston on. He's a player from Condobolin. And some of the skills he pulled out of the bag against the bigger opposition, he scored 2 tries. We led 22-16 with only a couple of minutes to go. And then George Took Winger, took off down the sideline, chip and chase, regathered, tiptoed down the sideline for 30 metres to score next to the post. And full time was 22-all, and it was absolutely a cracker. And even the Woodbridge supporters were applauding the last try by George Took Shield. It was just a great day of footy. Some of the players took their own game to a new level, and it was just a great opportunity for everyone. Even want to take a photo of positive rugby league, it was there at Canoundra in the rep games on the weekend.
Yeah, well said, well said. All right, we go back to business as usual this weekend. What are the matchups in the Woodbridge Cup?
So Saturday, we've got a pretty finely tuned draw with three Saturday games and three Sunday games every week, and due to the referees. And we've got Peak Hill host Trundle on Saturday. Peak Hill undefeated. Trundle a good side. Battle of the West. We've got the Orange United Warriors host Manildra Rhinos on Saturday in Orange. Manildra undefeated. Orange United obviously have Josh Dugan. We have CSU Bathurst. They host the Condobolin Rams on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we have a local derby. Cargo host Canoundra at Cargo. Over on Tigers host the Molong Bulls. And the Grenfell Gowanners host Yugara Eagles. So another weekend of good football coming up.
All right, fantastic. Woodbridge Cup action. And joining me online, it is Andrew Poole. Good to chat as always, mate. Thanks for the update.
Great to talk to you, Gilly. Thank you.